Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of November, 2018, and I'm reading this morning from the Daily Light, which we all need, don't we? Without the Word of God, we would not have the light that we have. That's why they called it the Dark Ages, because the Word of God was not available to the common people. Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord, we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Good morning, Gretchen Elmendorf, David Dunlop, and Heidi Morse. Welcome aboard. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of thy righteousness. Good morning, Azra Stewart, John Palmer, and Christopher Oppering, Joseph Rakamar, Earl Ray Stinson. Welcome everyone who's joined us, Bill Kumar as well. Azra Stewart, have a good group of people who've joined us this morning or evening, whatever the case may be as to where you're living. They shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Well, it's good to know that we have the hand of God upon our lives. It's good to know that he has sustained us and that he is with us each and every day. I want to read some more. I've been transcribing volumes 1 through 4 into one volume of the poems, and I want to read this morning from volume 1 a little bit more. This is entitled Loneliness. Loneliness. Have you ever been so lonely and bored out of your mind? It seemed that life was meaningless if you could only find someone to talk to, something new to do. Life was getting blasé and really old to you. Each day you awake with another day of gray. If there was just someone to talk to, something new today. But it's the same old them and the same old you. Now you realize why the song was written, Love is Blue. Then all of a sudden you hear a flutter in the trees. A squirrel has found a walnut kicking in the breeze. Next you hear the robin singing on the lawn and a puppy barking and see a baby fawn. You then hear a baby cackling and a child laughing too. Then you realize life's not so boring all around you. If you just look around, you all of earth his praises sing. From now on, don't be so sad and gray. Don't be so blue. Thank your Heavenly Father for making all things new. Amen. Sometimes we get discouraged, but God is our encouragement, is he not? Well, I want to read this about anger. Anger. When your heart is full of rage and you don't know what to do, please remember Christ and what he did for you. When you despised his ways and blasphemed his holy name, he suffered on the cross and bled for you just the same. He didn't make you pay one dime for what he did. His love was not an auction and wasn't up for bid. He bore the grief and pain and suffered in your stead. While you were dead in sin, yes, you were spiritually dead. So I ask that you consider what Christ did for you and apply his forgiveness for the ones who you are angry at too. I believe you will find that when you do this, your heart will be restored with joy and bliss. Don't hold on to resentments and try to keep score. Christ gave his all and took all our sins and bore them on the cruel tree. What a tremendous gift. Let's apply this today in our relationships. The next one is entitled, What You Believe is Important. Ideas, thoughts, and beliefs make up the content of our life. What you believe comes from somewhere, so where do you get your beliefs, ideas, and thoughts? Is it merely a compilation of a universal mind? Thoughts, beliefs, and ideas come from one of three sources, man, God, or Satan. How do you determine which of these three sources your ideas, thoughts, and beliefs are coming from? Well, the answer is derived from considering whether you've been born again by the Spirit of God or are still dead in trespasses and sin. If you are born again, all things are new. The person born again has been translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son, and now his beliefs and thoughts are under the Holy Spirit's direction. What a blessing for the child of God to know that his or her ideas, thoughts, and beliefs are under the Master's control and are directed by God's Word. Okay, the next one is called Birth, New Birth, and Glorification. When we take our first breath and are born on this earth, our mother and father celebrate our new birth. They invite their relatives over full of joy and laughter, but we have been born into a world of sin and disaster. Something needs to happen to get us out of this state. We need to be born again. The Bible tells us for his people they were predestinated. It was his plan. Well, if that's the case for you and that's the case for me, we have received salvation. The final thing to be accomplished for us is glorification. Well, the next one I want to read is called Great Expectations. I read a book when I was young called Great Expectations, but it wasn't spiritually motivated at all. Like many today who have unrealistic expectations, they're beating their head against the wall. You cannot force someone else to change. You cannot even change your own heart. So why don't you read the Bible and you will discover for a start that God is sovereign. This is not your part. Being resigned to God's will is the perfect admission that he's brought your heart into submission. And you can say like Christ, not my will, but thine be done. This is the way for God's people to best honor his Son. So the next time you get all bent out of shape and don't like the way things are going, remember God is in control. And if you're one of his children, he's redeemed your eternal soul. So praise him and give him thanks for giving his very life for you and causing you to be born again and giving you a home in heaven too. Well, the next one I want to read is called... It's not really a poem. It's more of my thoughts on what we probably are going to have facing us in the future. Many say they would die for Christ. Peter said the same thing and denied Christ. When we come to the time when we might have to face persecution, will our response be the same as Peter? It is my belief from the study of Scripture and the reality of the times we are living in, including the radical homosexual agenda propagated not only by the homosexuals but by the federal government of the United States and the United Nations, that we as true Christians will probably face persecution by our own government in our lifetime. We need to remember that God alone is the only one we can look to be faithful in our testimony of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. In and of ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing and will most certainly compromise our testimony. We know this, and if we are honest, we have failed in our testimony for others many, many times. How should we prepare for the upcoming persecution of Christians in America and throughout the world? We should study the Bible daily, and during our study, pray that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to the truth of God's Word. We should pray and ask God daily to protect us from the power of Satan and that he would cause us to live a repentant life. And when we succumb to sin that he would draw us closer and closer to him. trying to see if we've had any other people join us this morning. It looks like we have. I want to welcome Samuel Nuru, Dominican Michael, Vijay Kumar, Pastor Pius Lumu, Dominican Michael, Marianne Shan, Orlando Latimos, Peter Sonlon, Ambel Aurelius, Sam Stark, Isaac Necky. Welcome all that have joined us this morning. We should fellowship with those who are committed to the same thing. We should pray that God would cause us to live our life in light eternity, not the trivial things of this world. We should constantly remind ourselves that God is the author and finisher of our faith. Well, the next one I want to believe is, I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of prayer when burdens are heavy and sore. For Christ himself pled to the Father when on the tree our sins he bore. I believe in the power of prayer. Christ did intercede for me. He giveth more grace when we cry out to him and grants us his tender mercy. I believe in the power of prayer to sustain us each passing hour. So pray without ceasing, O fellow believer, for we need his mighty power. Well, that is so true, isn't it? Well, I'll read a couple more before we call it a day today and go about our daily lives. I hope this has been a blessing and has edified you. I'm going to move over to the Poems for Edification, Volume 2 now. Read a couple poems out of that. This is called Discouragement. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give his people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers his wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing waters sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and his refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. The next one is called Master, Please Don't Tarry. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for I am very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I will be cast down. My sins will overtake me, and I'll be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay. Close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time, even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind. You told me underneath me were your everlasting arms. Told me to sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open and always holding me. Well, that gives me comfort to know. It's not based upon us, but it's based upon his faithfulness. Well, I think the last one I'm going to read is called, Lord, My Soul Longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water. It never runs dry. He bought me with his blood. I'm the apple of his eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and he's always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how he loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you this morning or evening, whatever the case may be, and that he will continue to encourage you and strengthen you and give you His blessings. And I guess I want to read one last poem before we go. This is called Before I Die. Before I die, I'd like to say thank you to my friends for all you have done, to share my burdens and fellowship with me and God's dear Son. Thank you for putting up with all of my faults. Thank you for loving me at the times when I was unloving. Thank you for forgiving me when it was not easy to do. Thank you for giving to me when I was not giving to you. Thank you for praying for me when I was down. Thank you for giving me your smile when I deserved your frown. Thank you for showing me Christ in you, the hope of glory, and sharing His wonderful story. Thank you for letting me say goodbye before I go to glory. I love you all. Have a blessed day.